Welcome to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoy the show, which features immigration visitors visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could also contact us through our website, the law firm of Figaro & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Comprehensive analysis of U.S. visa options for music artists, songwriters, and producers. Navigating U.S. immigration law for concerts and performances. The United States remains a prime destination for international music artists, songwriters, and music producers looking to showcase their talent, collaborate with other creatives, or participate in live performances. Whether an artist is coming for a single concert, a multi-city tour, or extended professional engagements, understanding U.S. immigration laws and identifying the most appropriate visa option is essential to ensuring a smooth and compliant entry. In this detailed analysis, we will explore the best U.S. visa options available under immigration law for bringing music artists, songwriters, and producers into the country, either for a single concert or multiple performances. We'll cover visa categories, qualifications, application processes, and relevant considerations for securing the right visa, whether the artist is performing solo, with a band, or working behind the scenes as a songwriter or producer. 1. Overview of U.S. visas for music industry professionals. The U.S. immigration system offers various visa categories for international artists and professionals, but specific visas are designed for artists, entertainers, and individuals involved in creative work. Generally, the most relevant non-immigrant visa categories for music professionals include O-1 visa for individuals with extraordinary ability or achievement, P-1 visa for internationally recognized artists and entertainers, P-3 visa for artists or entertainers coming for culturally unique programs, B-1/B-2 visitor visa for business or tourism, limited performance activities. Each of these visa categories comes with its own qualifications, requirements, and limitations, making it crucial to determine which one fits best based on the artist's specific situation and goals. 2. O-1 visa for individuals with extraordinary ability or achievement. 2.1. What is the O-1 visa? The O-1 visa is a non-immigrant visa designed for individuals who have demonstrated extraordinary ability or achievement in fields such as the arts, sciences, education, business, or athletics. Specifically, for artists, musicians, and entertainers, the O-1B subcategory applies, and it is considered one of the most prestigious visa options for highly acclaimed and recognized talent. 2.2. Qualifications for the O-1B visa. The O-1B visa is reserved for individuals who can prove that they have extraordinary ability in the arts, which is evidenced by sustained national or international acclaim. To qualify, the artist must meet at least 3 of the following criteria. Performed in a lead or starring role in productions or events with distinguished reputations. Critical or commercial success, as shown by records of box office receipts, sales, or media coverage. Received significant recognition or awards, such as Grammy Awards, Latin Grammys, or other prominent accolades. significant reviews, articles, or media coverage in major publications about the artist or their work. High salary or substantial remuneration for services in the industry. Worked with other organizations, productions, or figures in the music industry that are renowned. 2.3. Application process for the O-1 visa. Petition filing. The O-1 visa requires a U.S. employer, agent, or sponsor to file Form I-129, petition for non-immigrant worker, on behalf of the artist. This form must be accompanied by substantial evidence of the artist's extraordinary ability. Consultation letters. A critical component of the O-1 visa petition is the consultation letter from an appropriate labor union or peer group, such as the American Federation of Musicians, AFM, or the Screen Actors Guild, SAGAFTRA. These letters serve as endorsements of the artist's qualifications. Supporting documentation. The application must include detailed documentation, such as reviews, concert posters, sales figures, awards, media articles, and letters of reference from industry professionals. Processing time. The O-1 visa application typically takes 2 to 4 months to process, though expedited processing can be requested for an additional fee under premium processing, which guarantees adjudication within 15 calendar days. 2.4. Advantages and limitations of the O-1 visa. Advantages. Flexible duration. Initially granted for up to 3 years, the O-1 visa can be extended indefinitely in one-year increments, provided the artist continues to demonstrate extraordinary ability and has ongoing events or engagements. Multiple entries. The O-1 visa allows for multiple entries into the U.S. during its validity, making it ideal for artists who tour internationally. Broad scope. The O-1 visa can be used for various types of work in the U.S., from live performances and concerts to recording sessions and media appearances. Limitations. High evidentiary standard. The O-1 visa requires significant evidence of sustained national or international acclaim, which may be difficult for emerging artists or those without widespread recognition. Employer or agent requirement. The artist cannot apply for the O-1 visa on their own. They must have a U.S. employer, agent, or sponsor willing to file a petition. 2.5. Ideal candidates for the O-1 visa. The O-1 visa is best suited for well-known or highly accomplished artists who have a track record of international success and recognition. This visa is typically used by established musicians, Grammy Award winners, celebrity producers, and other prominent figures in the music industry. It is ideal for both single concerts and extended engagements, such as tours, recording projects, and collaborations with American artists. 3. P-1 visa for internationally recognized artists and performers. 3.1. What is the P-1 visa? The P-1 visa is another non-immigrant visa option specifically tailored to entertainers, musicians, and performers. It is often used for internationally recognized artists or bands who are coming to the U.S. for a specific performance, tour, or series of events. The P-1 visa is divided into two main categories. P-1A, for internationally recognized athletes. P-1B, for internationally recognized entertainers, which is relevant for music artists and bands. 3.2. Qualifications for the P-1B visa. To qualify for a P-1B visa, the applicant, or group, must demonstrate international recognition. Specifically, the band or artist must show evidence that their performances have garnered acclaim and a reputation for excellence in more than one country. Some of the criteria for P-1B include international acclaim. The artist or band must have been internationally recognized for a sustained and significant period. Tour or engagement in the U.S. There must be a specific event, concert, or tour planned in the U.S. as the basis for the visa petition. Supporting documentation. The artist or group must provide evidence of press coverage, reviews, awards, ticket sales, or other metrics demonstrating their global reach and acclaim. 3.3. Application process for the P-1B visa. Like the O-1 visa, the P-1 visa also requires Form I-129 to be filed by a U.S. employer, agent, or sponsor on behalf of the artist or group. The supporting documentation should establish that the artist or band has achieved international acclaim and is scheduled to perform in the U.S. Group performances. One significant advantage of the P-1B visa is that it applies to entire performance groups, making it a practical solution for bringing bands or ensembles to the U.S. Visa duration. The P-1B visa is typically granted for the duration of the performance or event, e.g., a tour or a specific concert series, up to a maximum of 1 year. Extensions can be requested if additional performances are scheduled. 3.4. Advantages and limitations of the P-1 visa. Advantages. International recognition. Unlike the O-1 visa, which requires extraordinary ability, the P-1 visa focuses on international recognition, making it more accessible to bands or artists who are well known abroad, even if they are not yet superstars in the U.S. Group visa. The P-1B visa allows for entire bands or performance groups to enter the U.S. under a single petition, simplifying the process for acts traveling together. Limitations. Temporary nature. The P-1 visa is typically granted for the duration of the specific performance or tour. This can limit its use for long-term stays unless additional performances are scheduled. Employer or agent requirement. As with the O-1 visa, the artist cannot apply for a P-1 visa independently. They need a U.S. employer or agent to sponsor them. 3.5. Ideal candidates for the P-1 visa. The P-1B visa is ideal for internationally recognized bands, music groups, or solo artists coming to the U.S. for a specific concert, tour, or performance. It is particularly well-suited for bands traveling together, as it covers the entire group under one petition. 4. P-3 visa. For artists and entertainers participating in culturally unique programs. 4.1. What is the P-3 visa? The P-3 visa is a non-immigrant visa designed for artists and entertainers coming to the U.S. to participate in a culturally unique program. This visa is particularly useful for musicians, bands, and performers whose work is considered culturally specific or who are part of an ethnically or culturally significant tradition. 4.2. Qualifications for the P-3 visa. To qualify for the P-3 visa, the applicant must demonstrate that they are coming to the U.S. to participate in or perform as part of a culturally unique event or program. The event should be relevant to their cultural background, traditions, or heritage. Examples of qualifying events include ethnic music performances, performances of traditional folk music or other ethnic music styles that are representative of a specific culture, cultural festivals, participation in festivals or events that highlight and celebrate a particular cultural or national tradition, culturally unique collaborations, collaborations with U.S.-based artists to create work that highlights the cultural or ethnic significance of the music. 4.3. Application process for the P-3 visa. As with the other P visas, Form I-129 must be filed by a U.S. sponsor or employer. The application should include evidence of the artist's qualifications and the culturally unique nature of the event or program they are participating in. Supporting documentation. The application must include proof that the artist or band's performances are culturally unique, such as promotional materials, media coverage, or letters of support from cultural organizations or experts in the field. Consultation letters. A labor organization or peer group must provide a letter confirming the cultural uniqueness of the performance or event. 4.4. Advantages and limitations of the P-3 visa. Advantages. Cultural focus. The P-3 visa is well suited for artists whose work is rooted in specific cultural traditions or for events that highlight cultural diversity. Group and solo eligibility. Both individual artists and groups can apply for the P-3 visa, making it versatile for bands and ensembles. lower bar for recognition. Unlike the O-1 and P-1 visas, the P-3 visa focuses more on the cultural aspect of the performance rather than international or extraordinary recognition. Limitations. Specific to culturally unique events, the P-3 visa is limited to artists participating in events or performances with a clear cultural significance. This may not be suitable for mainstream pop, rock, or electronic music acts unless they can tie their performances to a cultural tradition. Employer or agent requirement. Like the other P visas, the P-3 visa requires a U.S. sponsor or agent to file the petition on behalf of the artist. 4.5. Ideal candidates for the P-3 visa. The P-3 visa is an excellent option for ethnic musicians, traditional bands, folk artists, and other performers whose work is tied to a specific cultural tradition. It is ideal for participation in cultural festivals, events, or collaborations that emphasize the artist's cultural heritage. 5. B1/B2 Visitor Visa. Limited Performance Activities. 5.1. What is the B1/B2 Visa? The B1, Business, and B2, Tourism, Visitor Visas are general non-immigrant visas for individuals coming to the U.S. for short-term visits. While not primarily intended for professional performances, these visas can sometimes be used for limited artistic activities, such as unpaid performances or participation in music conferences or promotional appearances. 5.2. Qualifications for the B1/B2 visa. To qualify for the B1 or B2 visa, the applicant must demonstrate that they are visiting the U.S. temporarily for business or tourism purposes. Limited performances may be allowed under these visas, provided they meet the following conditions. Unpaid performances. The artist can participate in unpaid performances, such as charity concerts or cultural exhibitions, where they are not compensated for their participation. Short-term promotional appearances. The B1 visa may allow artists to attend music conferences, media interviews, or promotional events that do not involve formal, paid performances. 5.3. Application process for the B1/B2 visa. To apply for the B1/B2 visa, the artist must demonstrate that they are visiting the U.S. temporarily and will not engage in professional work that would require a work visa. The application process involves completing Form DS-160, online non-immigrant visa application, and attending an interview at the U.S. Embassy or consulate. Visa duration. The B1/B2 visa is typically granted for a period of 6 months, with possible extensions. However, the artist's activities are limited to those permissible under visitor status. 5.4. Advantages and limitations of the B1/B2 visa. Advantages. Ease of application. The B1/B2 visa is generally easier and faster to obtain compared to work visas like the O-1 or P visas. Short-term flexibility. For artists who need to make short, unpaid appearances or attend industry events, the B1/B2 visa offers a straightforward option. Limitations. No paid performances. The B1/B2 visa does not allow for paid performances, recording sessions, or any professional work that would typically require a work visa. Temporary nature. The visa is strictly for short-term visits and cannot be used for extended stays or multiple performances. 5.5. Ideal candidates for the B1/B2 visa. The B1/B2 visa is suitable for artists or music professionals making unpaid appearances, attending music industry conferences, or engaging in other non-professional activities. It is not a viable option for artists planning to perform paid concerts or participate in tours, as such activities would require a work visa. 6. Visa comparison. O-1, P-1, P-3, and B1/B2. To help guide the decision-making process, here is a comparison of the visa options discussed above, highlighting key factors such as qualifications, intended use, and duration. Visa category. O-1 visa. Qualifications. extraordinary ability, international or national acclaim. Deal use, high-profile artists, producers, songwriters with significant recognition. Duration, 3 years, extendable. Multiple entries, yes. Visa category, P1 visa. Qualifications, international recognition. Ideal use, bands or performers for tours and concerts. Duration, 1 year. Multiple entries, yes. Visa category, P3 visa. Qualifications, culturally unique performance. Ideal use, ethnic or traditional musicians for cultural events. Duration, 1 year. Multiple entries, yes. Visa category, B1/B2 visa. Qualifications, visitor for business or tourism. Ideal use, unpaid performances or promotional appearances. Duration, 6 months. Multiple entries, yes. 7. Additional considerations for artists with a band, songwriters, and producers. 7.1. Artists with a band. For artists performing with a band, the visa requirements will depend on whether the band members are individually recognized or if the band itself holds international recognition. The P1B visa is often the best option for bands as it allows for all members to travel under a single petition. If only the lead artist is recognized for extraordinary ability, an O1 visa might be suitable for the lead performer, while the accompanying band members could apply for O2 visas. Support personnel. 7.2. Songwriters. Songwriters who are not performing publicly but are working on collaborations, studio sessions, or songwriting projects can still apply for O1 visas if they meet the extraordinary ability criteria. Alternatively, if the songwriting work is tied to a specific event or project, the P1 visa might be applicable. In cases where the songwriter is visiting the U.S. for short, unpaid collaborations, the B1 visa could be an option. 7.3. Music producers. Music producers who are working behind the scenes on recording projects, collaborations, or music production may qualify for O1 visas if they have demonstrated extraordinary ability. This category is well suited for high-profile producers who have worked with prominent artists or have received recognition for their work. For producers involved in specific recording sessions or collaborations, the P1 visa might also be applicable. 8. Conclusion. In conclusion, selecting the right visa for bringing a music artist, songwriter, or producer to the United States depends on the individual's level of recognition, the nature of their work, and the duration of their stay. The O1, P1, and P3 visas offer robust options for professional artists and performers, while the B1/B2 visa provides a more limited solution for unpaid appearances and short-term visits. For highly acclaimed and internationally recognized artists, the O1 visa offers the most flexibility and long-term potential, particularly for those who intend to work on multiple projects in the U.S. bands and performance groups will often find the P1 visa to be a practical solution for tours and concerts, while culturally unique performers will benefit from the P3 visa. By carefully assessing the qualifications, purpose, and length of stay for each artist, the appropriate visa can be selected to ensure successful entry into the U.S. and compliance with immigration laws. Working with an experienced immigration attorney can further help navigate the complexities of the application process and maximize the chances of approval.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Good day. I have been deported. Can I return to the United States? Returning to the U.S. after deportation is a challenging process, but is not impossible. Here are some key points. A. Deportation grounds. People are deported for various reasons, including entering the United States without permission, B. violating immigration status terms, C. criminal offenses leading to deportability, and D. security-related concerns. Things to consider are A. The inadmissibility period. After deportation, individuals are inadmissible for a specified period. The length of inadmissibility depends on the reasons for removal, the number of removals, and whether they left voluntarily or after removal hearings. Some grounds of removal allow for waivers, except security-related grounds. Waivers may reduce the waiting period for reentry, and severity of removal grounds affect waiver approval likelihood. How to get back. Form I-212 application. Individuals seeking reentry file Form I-212 to request permission. USCIS then reviews the application and grants permission if eligible. Please note that U.S. citizens cannot be legally deported. They can return to the U.S. at any time. How to prove that you're a U.S. citizen? Determining your U.S. citizenship depends on various factors. Here are some scenarios to consider. Were you born in the U.S.? If you were born in the U.S., your birth certificate issued in the United States is proof of your citizenship. Do you have grandparents or parents born in the United States? You may be a U.S. citizen if one of your parents or grandparents was born in the United States or its territories. Additionally, if one or both of your parents became a naturalized U.S. citizen before your 18th birthday, you may also be a U.S. citizen. Naturalization. If you're a lawful permanent resident, a green card holder, you can apply for naturalization after meeting specific requirements established by Congress in the Immigration and Nationality Act. Always remember to consult a legal professional. For personalized guidance, consult with an immigration attorney or visit the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website for detailed information. If you have been dipped in DIS and want to come back to the United States, or if you want to prevent being dipped, call us at 855-768-8845 or schedule an appointment with us at www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
This show is a production of IQ Inc. Marketing. If you would like to advertise your product or service on this show to the U.S. and Caribbean markets and through our multicultural publications in New York, please call 866-435-3286 or send an email to info@myiqinc.com.